information, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Here we are once again. Wednesday at 11 o'clock is Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. It's the opportunity for us to ask you a question. In fact, our returning champ will ask a question in just a moment here. And you provide us with the answer. If you're the first person to provide us with the correct answer by phone, 1-877-332-8255, has to be by phone, and you haven't won this calendar year, then you are the winner. It's that simple. Texting, and I say this every week, we welcome your texts, but you can't win that day. This is a phone contest only. And by the way, thank you to our friends at Little Town Apparel. They are the ones that help make possible the limited edition Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener t-shirt, exclusive for winners only of Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, like last week's winner, Kyle Possein, who is joining us from Regina. Kyle, thanks so much for joining the program. Reigning champ, Kyle, how does it feel? Uh-oh, did we lose Kyle? Kyle, have I got you there? You might be on mute. Kyle, can you hear me? No. Okay, we're going to have to try and reconnect with Kyle here. Kyle has today's question. So we need to be able to get Kyle on the phone. We are going to give him a call. So again, we ask the question and you give the answer. Last week's question, by the way, that Kyle got right, in the time it takes you to sip your coffee, hundreds of people witnessed this historic moment. Kyle knew the answer was the fastest goal in soccer history, scored in 2.4 seconds at the start of the game. 2.4 seconds after the start of the game. Pretty quick goal, and Kyle knew the answer. How are we doing with Kyle, Frank? No luck. We're trying again. Saskatchewan's smartest radio. This is live radio, folks. This is what happens. We had Kyle. I talked to him off air, and then we lost him. Could have been a cell phone problem. It's funny to me that people are already, I mean, our phone lines are already lighting up. That's how many people want to get in on this conversation. Well, okay. I think we're going to have to go without Kyle because we got to get on with the show. So sorry that we've lost Kyle today, but congratulations again to Kyle Possein, who is last week's winner from Regina. Okay. Here is today's question. What does former Prime Minister Louis Saint-Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister? Now, I'm going to say other than the fact that he's Prime Minister. What does former Canadian Prime Minister Louis Saint-Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister? 1-877-332-8255. Do you know the answer to this question? It's a doozy today, but I have faith someone in this province knows the answer, and maybe it's Wayne in Saskatoon. Wayne, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, Evan, maybe not.
Well, let's give it a shot. What do you think? Yeah. What does former Prime Minister Louis Saint-Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister?
I would say that he was rich before he became Prime Minister.
Good guess. He was rich before he became Prime Minister. No, that's not the case. Although I do know that even this week we were talking about the number of millionaire Prime Ministers we've had. So he was rich before he became Prime Minister. No, that's not the answer. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, we're going to Sean in Hudson Bay next. Sean, thanks for calling in. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. What does former Prime Minister Louis Saint-Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. This is very difficult. But I think in charge of a multi-provincial project, like you was in charge of the Trans-Canada.
Okay.
So.
Okay, good. That's a great guess. No, that's not the answer. He was in charge of a project that's spanned over multiple provinces, but no, that's not the answer we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. I see people on the text line saying, ooh, this is a tough one today. It is a tough question, but it's got a very interesting answer. What does former Prime Minister Louis St. Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister? 1-877-332-8255. That's the number. Brad in Swift Current, do you have my answer?
I don't think I do, and I don't think my answer is very interesting either.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
They were all over the age of 30 when they got elected prime minister.
Okay, well, that's a good guess. It's not the right answer, but it is a good guess. So all over the age of 30, not the right answer, but I'll tell you what, it's starting to steer us maybe in a better direction. 1-877-332-8255. So Brad says they were all over the age of 30 when they were elected as prime minister. Not the case. What is the answer to this question? What does former Prime Minister Louis St. Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister? Phone lines are lighting up, which tells me someone out there has got the answer, or at least an intelligent guess as to what it could be. Maybe Ian in Saskatoon knows. What do you think, Ian?
Well, I was going to say all female, but I forgot Kim Campbell. I'm going to say they were all lawyers.
All lawyers, good guess, but no, not all lawyers. And yeah, I was expecting someone to say all were males, but Kim Campbell, good point, Ian. That's not the answer either. 1-877-332-8255. I got Rob on the road today with potentially the answer to the question. Rob, what does former Prime Minister Louis St. Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister? Rob, do you know my answer? No, Rob's gone. Okay, no problem. We'll carry on to Kevin in Wyston. Kevin, what do you think?
They're all right-handed.
Right-handed prime ministers? No, not right-handed. Let's go to Greg in Moose Jaw. What do you think, Greg?
Just a wag there, but they're all Caucasian.
A Caucasian is the guess, and no, that is not the answer. I actually can't tell you if that's true or not. It could very well be true. I'm thinking it is, actually. But no, that's not the answer we're looking for, at least. 1-877-332-8255. What does former Prime Minister Louis St. Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister? This is an interesting fact. Like, the answer is an interesting fact, but I'm guessing this is going to be a tough one to get. I might have to be given out a hint on this, but we'll see. Maybe Glenn in Saskatoon knows. What do you think, Glenn?
None of the Canadian prime ministers have been charged with a crime or convicted while in office.
Oh, okay. Topical, given what's going on south of the border. But no, that's not the question. So they're not criminals. Some would argue. I'm not even getting into that. This is a fun game, right? This is a fun family game. I'm not going to get into whether or not we've had prime ministers that are criminals or not. But good guess. 1-877-332-8255. Okay. Greg and Moose Jaw. Have I got you, Greg?
Yeah, I thought I'd give another shot.
Okay.
I was going to say maybe they're all bilingual.
Bilingual is your guess, and no, not bilingual. 1-877-332-8255. The question today, what does former Prime Minister Louis St. Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister? He's the only one that has this in common with every other Canadian prime minister. Is that an obscure hint, perhaps? I don't know. Maybe it is. Let's go to Brad in Saskatoon. Brad, what do you think?
I'm going to say either named after a mountain or a river or something geographic like that.
Okay, so it's named after him or he was named after?
He was named after.
Oh, okay. Good guess, but no, not that. It's got nothing to do with his name. But thanks for eliminating that topic. Let's keep going. This one, we're going to Regina. Is this Darlene?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. What have you got for me?
Well, wild guess, but I know he lived for a really long time. I think he was about 90 when he passed. So he was alive to see all the other future prime ministers come in.
I am going to say Yes. Darlene, you are absolutely there. I'm going to branch it out a little bit, but here the answer is that he was alive at the same time as every prime minister, including John A. Macdonald.
Yes, right to Trudeau. Then,
right.
I'm sure he was like 90 years old.
You're right. So Louis Saint-Laurent was born in 1882. He died in 1973 at the age of 91. So that lifespan overlaps with the life of every prime minister from John A. Macdonald through to Mark Carney. Because Mark Carney, even though Louis Saint-Laurent died in 1973, Mark Carney was born. Now, had Pierre Poilievre won the last election, that wouldn't have been a true statement because Pierre Poilievre was born in 1979.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. So, yes, Louis Saint-Laurent was born in 1882, died in 1973, and during his lifetime, he overlapped with the life of every Canadian prime minister in Canadian history. How on earth, Darlene, did you know that answer?
Well, I was just guessing, but I just remembered that he was born in the late 1880s, and it was unusual at that time for them to live that long, and that's why I remember that.
And he was quite, you know, he was older when he was in office as well as prime minister. He'd spent a long time as politician. But Darlene, what is your last name?
King.
And, well, we are happy to have you as a winner. Have you won this competition before?
No.
Never?
No.
First-time winner. Well, we're happy to have you on board now. You're on the winner's list. What keeps you busy?
Well, I'm a real estate agent, and I have a cupcake business.
A cupcake?
I do, yeah.
Ooh. Always like to be friends with someone who has a cupcake business. Frank's giving you the wave. Come on down to the radio station. Well, Darlene, we are super happy for you. Congratulations on being Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. I'm going to get you to hang on. Frank's going to grab some information for you off air. Congrats again, Darlene.
Thank you.
That's a good win. I'm telling you, it caught me by surprise. So the question again, what does former Prime Minister Louis Saint-Laurent have in common with every other Canadian Prime Minister? He was alive at the same time as every single one of them. He was alive for John A. Macdonald, and he was alive when Mark Carney was born. So it's not while they were Prime Minister, but he was alive during their lifetime. And he's the only one that you can say that for. And of course, time is ticking. That's not going to be the case, obviously, much longer. Like I mentioned, if Pierre Poilievre had won the last election, he's born in 1979, so that would not have been a true statement. Mark Carney, on the other hand, it is. Carney was born in 1965. Congratulations once again to Darlene King from Regina, today's winner of Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.